Al-Hussein Ibn Sina, Part 2. Al-Hussein Ibn Sina's father turned to the famous scientist at that time, Abu Abdullah al-Nalili, and asked him to help his son to acquire more knowledge. Ibn Sina felt great happiness to have this new tutor, who was also content with his new student. "I've heard a lot about you, Hussein, before I came here. I hope that you've heard good things about me. I've heard all sorts of good things. You are a sharp kid, and lots of people compliment your intelligence and knowledge, and most importantly, your passion for knowledge. Do you know, sir? If sleep wasn't inevitable, I would spend all of my time reading, observing, writing, and experimenting. That's admirable. That's the kind of energy and enthusiasm that I like my student to have. I feel confident and flattered, and I'm glad that this compliment is coming from my tutor. You are also eloquent and articulate. All right, let's start. Show me first the books that you're holding, so that I can decide on where to start. Here they are. It seems that things are different from what I had in mind. Don't you like the books that I'm reading and the knowledge that I'm gaining? No, your knowledge has exceeded my expectations. You have an advanced level in many sciences, in fiqh, philosophy, mathematics, and literature. You are even studying medicine as well. Okay, Ibn Sina, it seems that being your tutor is going to be one of the best things in my life. That's how the journey of Ibn Sina with his new tutor, Abu Abdullah al-Nalili, started. A journey during which the teacher gets more impressed day after day by his student. Pardon me for being late, Ibn Sina. Please don't apologize, my teacher, and don't worry about me as I never waste my time. What are all of these books? Some of these are ones that you've already taught me, while the rest are books that I'm studying well so that I can discuss them with you. All right, is there something that you want to show me before we start today's lesson? Why do you think that I have something to show you? Because I can see that you are writing intently, and that's why I'm expecting that you are preparing for a certain subject to discuss it with me. You're right, my teacher. Indeed, I was writing my thoughts of a thesis in logic, and I would like to show it to you so that we can discuss it, and to see whether you think that the results I've come up with are correct or not. Show it to me then. Brilliant! You are right! What is that? Unbelievable! You are exceptional, Ibn Sina. If you think that I was wrong about something, then please tell me what you consider the correct answer, my teacher, or discuss it with me so that I can prove my point of view. I won't debate you, Ibn Sina, as your eloquence is enough to prove your point of view, and to explain the most complicated issues in a difficult, complex science like logic. I'll tell you a secret, son. Go ahead, teacher. Let's take a walk, and I'll tell you during our walk. We didn't talk yesterday, and you've been silent ever since we went out, master. I'm thinking, Ibn Sina. I'm thinking. What are you thinking about, master? I'm thinking about what I read yesterday, these results that you've come up with. Does it require all of this thinking? Yes, these results will lead to a serious consequence. Is this the secret that you wanted to tell me? No, the secret that I'm telling you is, you are able to understand things that I couldn't understand myself. Really? Yes, I understand the general concepts of some questions in logic. As for you, you have explained, clarified, and understood the general concepts and all the details of each question. And that's why I have to admit that you have outdone me. God forbidden, Master, please, don't say that. If you hadn't explained it to me, I wouldn't have researched it. But isn't it strange that you asked me to come out just to tell me this? Oh, teacher, I feel that you're hiding something from me. I knew that you wouldn't let it slide without noticing. So it's the consequence of my notes that you've read, like you told me, isn't it? Yes, I think you understand by now. So you're leaving, Master. Do you think I had enough learning? No, but I don't have anything more to add to your knowledge. You are the one who taught me and broadened my knowledge. And I'm positive that you'll keep learning as long as you're alive. Vincina, never occupy yourself with anything other than gaining knowledge. Don't you ever. You're a clever boy. I hope that Allah would make you somebody who exceeds our expectations. I'm proud that you acknowledge me, my teacher, Abu Abdullah. Goodbye, Vincina. I'm setting off to Korkat. And I hope that Allah will grant me a long life to see what I've predicted for you comes true. Peace be upon you. Allah's peace and mercy be upon you. Thank you, teacher. I hope to meet your expectations. Abu Abdullah al-Nalili left after he ensured that Ibn Sina has moved to a new level in seeking knowledge. A level where he'll become a truly distinguished scientist, despite of his young age. And soon, Ibn Sina proved to be worthy of his tutor's expectation. In a short period, despite his young age, Ibn Sina became a well-known doctor. He treated everyone, even the poor who couldn't afford the doctor fees. Ibn Sina didn't care about what he would gain in return for treating patients. He may even take fees from a wealthy patient and donate it to a needy patient. Ibn Sina became one of the most prominent doctors in Bukhara. But he wasn't the only doctor. The chief doctor is by the door, Your Highness. Let him in immediately. Your Highness, Prince Mansur bin Noor. The crown prince and the son of our sultan, Noor al-Samani. What's the matter, Your Highness? Shut the door, doorman. At your command, Your Highness. The sultan, O chief doctor. What's wrong with him? He has been suffering from agonizing pain since yesterday. This is a recurrent condition, and I've prescribed for him some herbs to relieve his pain before. Your herbs didn't work this time, and the pain keeps increasing minute by minute. That's strange. Perhaps he needs a higher dose, Your Majesty. No, he's very sick and he needs immediate treatment. I don't want anyone outside this palace to know about this matter. If someone knew that the Sultan is sick, things that we wouldn't be able to handle now may happen. We're heading to the Sultan's room now, and we'll see what we can do. Don't worry, Your Majesty. You are speaking to the most skillful doctors in Bukhara. Show me your skills then. Here are some miscellaneous pills. You will grind them together and make one tablespoon as soon as you get up. And another tablespoon after lunch. But don't overtire yourself by too much walking.
But my job is to collect firewood, my son. And I don't have a husband nor a son who can help me to afford life expenses.
Why do you want to work, mother?
To earn enough money to buy this medicine from you, to buy food so that I can administrate the drug after eating it, and to pay the daily rent of the room where I'm staying.
You won't need any of this. You'll be staying in this hospital, where you'll get breakfast, lunch, and dinner for free, as this is a part of the treatment regimen. As for the drug, it is a gift from me to you.
What? But this is too much, my son.
Not at all, mother. That is your right.
My right?
Yes. Since Allah has given me the ability to relieve people's pain, there is nothing that can stop me from doing so, no matter what.
May Allah bless you, my son. and may Allah broaden your knowledge.
Peace be upon you, Ebensina. Allah's peace, mercy, and blessings be upon you. Welcome, celebrated doctor. You are starting to become known too, Ebensina. Thank you. Do you know Ebensina? I feel sorry that you insist on working here among the commoners. What do you mean? You don't belong here. You belong to the Sultan's palace, along with skillful doctors. I don't care about this matter. Seeing the pain of those who are suffering and can't afford the treatment expenses, relieved is enough for me. I'm happy that I'm able to help them to get better thanks to Allah's guidance. Then thanks to my diligence. Whatever you want, I don't have time to argue with you. Where are you going? There are things that can't be delayed. And if it weren't for our friendship, I wouldn't have come to you today. It's serious. I see. Here you go, madam. Some money. You may need it after you finish your treatment and return to your house. You must have some rest after the treatment is over.
May Allah bless you, my son.
Ebensina knew that the practice of medicine isn't like any other profession. That's why he gained fame in his field, like nobody else in his era. And he had a bright future ahead of him.